Boeing's latest aircraft, the B777X, is due to take to the skies for the first time today, but there are concerns that the jetliner may be too big for today's airlines. For more, we're joined at the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by John Hemmerdinger, America's aerospace editor at Flight Global. Thanks for the time.
Hi, nice to be here. Thanks, Holly.
What do you mean by too big? Is it like too big for the jetways?
No. It's not too big for the jetways, and it actually has a bigger wingspan than most other aircraft. And for that reason, Boeing put on something very new, or at least new for commercial aircraft. It has folding wing tips, and the wing tips fold up when the aircraft after the aircraft lands, and they fold back down right before it takes off. So it's not too big for the airports. If anything, and this really isn't even established yet, I guess some folks might think it might be too big for some of the markets it's trying to fly, but that may not necessarily be true. It's a trans-Pacific aircraft. Really, that's what it's made for, flying between the Americas and Asia. And it carries about 30 or 40 more seats than the current generation 777, which it's replacing. So the question is, will airlines need that extra capacity? And right now there are some softness in the market to China, but that probably shouldn't last too long. So we still don't quite know.
Yeah, so this is a challenge for the airlines to kind of make these things pencil out, right? You want to get as many people on the plane as you can. You got to make sure the plane itself didn't cost too much. The fuel burn is low enough. Where does the 777X come in on all of that?
Well, the 777X is going to be substantially more efficient than the current generation 777. Generally, when you move to a newer aircraft, it has new engines, massive GE engines on this aircraft, and new. It has a brand new composite wing, so it's going to be quite a bit more efficient. I don't remember the exact number Boeing said, but generally these new generation aircraft are somewhere 10-15% more efficient per seat. And when you add 30 or 40 seats to the 777X, has that many more seats than its predecessor, you get to divide that fuel cost and the operating cost out by those extra seats. So that's how you bring down the per seat cost. Now you just still have to be able to fill all those seats. And this is really going to play out in the next several years. There's been some slowness in China recently, some travel between the U.S. and China, Hong Kong also, for instance. As soon as these problems sort of straighten themselves out, maybe in the next several years as the aircraft comes to market, it stands a very good chance of being an aircraft that is in extremely high demand towards the middle of the decade.
Well, who's ordered them so far?
Yeah, so far we have a handful of European carriers, Lufthansa, British Airways, and we also have a few Middle Eastern airlines. These are carriers like Emirates and Etihad Airways. Etihad and Emirates are going to be flying these aircraft extremely long distances. But really, we also have All Nippon Airways. That's Japanese, and we have Cathay Pacific. And these are the types of airlines. In addition, we have Singapore Airlines. These are the types of airlines that are going to be flying they are the airlines that the 777X was made for, flying across the Pacific, connecting Asia to Western markets and to the Americas.
John Hemmerdinger, thanks for the time this morning. He is America's aerospace editor at Flight Global, that maiden flight of the 777X, Boeing's big new version of the 777, the one with the folding wingtips.